Hello, and welcome to show number 2418 of Eyes on Success, a weekly program covering a wide variety of topics of interest to people with vision loss. I'm Nancy Goodman Torpy.
And I'm Pete Torpy.
I'm passionate about people having choices and creating something for themselves and betting on themselves. If no one else will bet on them, they'll bet on themselves. And that is really what has driven me to be faithful to the creation and development of this program.
And in today's episode, we'll be talking about a program that does exactly that, gives people more choices in what they ultimately want to do.
The Forsyth Entrepreneurial Center at the Chicago Lighthouse provides business startup educational workshops and certification programs for vision-impaired people who want to start or run their own business. We'll talk with Colleen Wunderlich, Vice President of Partnerships, about the Forsyth programs and how you can join. But first, for our tip of the week, this week's tip comes from Colleen Wunderlich.
My tip of the week is follow your vision. If you have a vision for something, that's primarily what you need to build something and to keep going. So that would be my tip.
But don't be too reckless.
Right.
We'll learn in the rest of this program how you can obtain skills to make following your vision more realistic.
Yes, you have to be realistic. You have to have a plan and you have to stick to your plan. And have discipline even on days when you may not feel like it. But it is that overall vision that will keep you energized even on days when maybe you're not feeling that way.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. 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 Success.
Let's start by meeting Colleen.
Today's guest has been on the show with us a number of times in the past, and it's always enjoyable to talk with her. So, Colleen, why don't you tell people who you are and what you do these days?
I'm Colleen Wunderlich. I am Vice President of Partnerships at the Chicago Lighthouse for people who are blind or visually impaired, and I also run the Forsyth Entrepreneurial Center.
So this partnerships position is fairly new. What does that mean?
Well, I forge partnerships that help further the mission of the Chicago Lighthouse. Most of the partnerships are through the Forsyth Center, or they help advance employment opportunities for people who come to the Chicago Lighthouse for job placement services.
So most of our listeners and most of your clients have visual impairments. Do you?
Yes, I was born blind, so I have Leber's and have light perception and can see some shadows and colors. It really depends on the ambient lighting, what I can see. It varies day to day.
Support for Eyes on Success comes from our listeners and corporate sponsors.
For more information about airing promotional items on the show, send an email to hosts@eyesonsuccess.net.
This week's focus topic is training and educational programs available at the Forsyth Entrepreneurial Center at the Chicago Lighthouse.
Well, Colleen, we talked about the Forsyth Center a little bit, but this is actually a program that you brought over from where it used to reside at the Hadley Institute. Can you tell us a little bit about the transition, how that happened, and what you're hoping to accomplish in this new position at the Chicago Lighthouse?
So I brought the program to the Chicago Lighthouse in July of 2022. The boards of Hadley Institute and the Chicago Lighthouse, in particular, our founder, Sandy Forsyth, who is a trustee on both boards, had decided that the Chicago Lighthouse would be a better fit for the Forsyth Center since they're looking to get into more knowledge-based employment and expand their employment offerings to self-employment and entrepreneurship. And Hadley is focusing on older adults losing their vision primarily. And so we wanted to be in a place where we could target a working age population of people who would want to become entrepreneurs or at least explore entrepreneurship as an option for them. So we brought the entire program over here in July of 2022, both the Randolph Shepherd online training, which I've never talked about here on the show, but the Business Enterprise Program licensee training, and then also the Forsyth Entrepreneurial Center curriculum for business planning is all here and reestablished here.
And the Forsyth program has been around for quite a while, right?
Yes, it was founded in 2011, and I joined the program, took it over in 2013. When I've been on here before, we've talked about our new venture competition, which we hope to bring back someday. But we also have always offered online business curriculum to people who want to learn business principles to turn a real product or service idea into a real business. So we offer training in accounting and business planning. And as we're going to talk about today, we've forged a new partnership with Miami University of Ohio.
So it sounds like this transition happened mainly because the mission of the Forsyth Center aligns more with what the Chicago Lighthouse can do, and the Hadley Institute has kind of a different view on what they want to do. But has anything changed about the mission of the Forsyth Center in terms of the new move?
Well, what's changed, as I said, we have new platforms now. We're using the Canvas Learning Management System, which is one of the most widely used and accessible learning management systems. It's in many colleges and universities. And the other aspect that's changed is that our curriculum, we're no longer offering it free of charge. There is a tuition fee associated with it now, and we need to do that to be able to maintain our operations and pay our instructors and keep the program operating. So that is definitely a significant change.
For anybody who didn't happen to remember what you said a few years ago about programs through the Forsyth Center, can you give an overview of what kinds of programs you offer?
Yes. So we offer business education, business planning education on business plan, accounting, marketing, mostly taking your product or service idea and documenting it in a business planning model of how it would actually look if it was going to become a business. So in our courses, you would explore your value proposition. What makes your business better, different than what already might exist, or what makes it a new proposition that fills a need that people don't know they have? So we talk about your partners, your cost structure, your product or service delivery model. Are you retail? Are you online only? Are you direct to consumer? We talk about your operations, of course, the cost structure of your product and service. We talk about your management structure and operational plan. And also your purpose, the purpose for running your business. So those are all the aspects that we cover in business planning. And then in accounting, we cover how to read and how to design, I should say, build your own financial statements and how to interpret them. And that way people can keep accurate financial records of their business. And whether they handle their own bookkeeping or they outsource it to an accountant, they still have to understand how cash moves through a business and how to properly track expenses and income and just to know how much money they have at any given time in cash. So the accounting principles are very important in managing a business. So we teach accounting, and then we also, the other new aspect of the program is we have a what's called a micro-credential certification. So we have partnered with Miami University of Ohio, and they're offering a marketing course to combine with our existing business training, and people can earn what's called a business startup micro-credential certification. So the certification comes from the Chicago Lighthouse and Miami University of Ohio. So it is a joint certification. And why that's important is that because we are charging tuition now, many individuals will need to seek VR services to participate in our program if they don't have their own funds. And vocational rehabilitation not only wants to have the agency accredited, which we did reaccredit the program when we came here, but they also want certification and proof that the person actually did complete the program that they paid for, that VR paid for. Yes, you can always show that through a transcript, but it's nice to have an actual certification that comes also from a university. So it lends certainly a level of credibility and prestige to what we're offering, and also rounds out our curriculum to give people a comprehensive business startup education.
So are these group learning situations or one-on-one? It sounds like the various programs would be more appropriate, some to one and some to the other.
Right. So our workshops here are one-on-one, but the Miami University course, which is a marketing, introduction to marketing course, is online, and it is a synchronous course. So it's a semester-long course. It has group projects involved and certainly in-class participation. So it is a university online course.
When you were discussing the program, I was thinking this is the kind of knowledge that you get from going to a business school or entering some business program, and I was kind of curious why it was associated with the Chicago Lighthouse for the Blind. But you made the connection between vocational rehabilitation services paying for these courses, and I guess considering the underemployment of visually impaired people, this is a good thing and a nice resource for people who are looking to start a new venture or a new job.
Well, it is. As I am marketing it to vocational rehabilitation agencies across the country, they're telling me that this does fill a niche that has, in many states, gone away. Vocational rehabilitation focuses on case management, rehabilitation services, and often when a person comes to them wanting to start a business, they want money. They want startup capital. They want money to purchase equipment, perhaps inventory for the business, to build a website. And vocational rehabilitation needs to have somewhere where they can send the person to actually document and research the business idea and streamline the concept. And that service is difficult to come by in many states, especially in rural states. It's very important because people live in remote areas where there is not transportation for them. There is no industry, and they have to figure out what they know, what they can create a service out of, what they can make to sell. They have to find a way to monetize something that they can do, make something they know to be able to earn an income. And well, I moved to Chicago for employment opportunities. Not everyone wants to do that. They don't want to leave family, or perhaps they own land, or they just like where they live and they want to stay in their area. And now with the internet, that makes all of this online learning and running a business possible and in a very successful outcome for many people. And success is defined differently by different business owners. Some business owners want a business to supplement their income. They want a side hustle. Some people want a full-on business that they operate solely, and that's all they do. You know, it is their primary source of income. So we help people figure out what does success look like for them, and what do they want to build, and how can they sell it, and how can they make money. And so it really does fill a void for vocational rehabilitation, and they're willing to pay for the service.
Well, what a great resource for people to understand what questions they need to be asking in order to start a new venture, and also get the knowledge needed to start a new venture. I think a lot of people don't really appreciate what it takes to start a new business in terms of what you need to know. You can't just jump into it.
Right. No, you can't. Our program runs 6 to 9 months, but it can take someone 2 to 3 years to really develop a plan and launch their business. And that is in anything you mentioned to me before we started the podcast, how much work it is to produce a podcast. And that's a small business in a way. You have a revenue stream and you have to market and find people to interview, and your listeners are your customer base, and it's a lot of work. So you have to be in for the long haul if you're going to start a business, and you have to be intrinsically motivated, because you may not get rewarded in the beginning. You might not reap what you sow for many, maybe a couple, 3 years. And I can say that even in running this program, I would consider myself an intrapreneur, meaning I am an entrepreneur within an organization. I have great respect for entrepreneurs because they put up the money for their programs or their businesses, I should say. I go and find money from generous donors, money that already exists, to launch my program and build programs within the Forsyth Center. However, it is an entrepreneurial venture. And I can tell you, this is now the third time that I've relaunched the program. It takes a long time to build it, to market it, to begin getting customers. Customers communicate with one another and it spreads word of mouth. I mean, in the other program that I run, the Business Enterprise Program, licensee training, you know, we're in 40 states now. We launched the program in 2015. It's taken this long to grow the business to that many states, and we're still gaining states. And I suspect that this could be the case for the micro-credential and other programs that we launch here. It is building a business within the center and getting everything in line, just like I would if it was a business in the private sector.
And you've been navigating the transition of the Forsyth Center from Hadley to the Chicago Lighthouse for a while now. What is the status of the program? Is it fully in operation, or is there more to do yet?
Yes. No, it is fully in operation now. We were operational a couple of months after I arrived here. I would say by August or September, we were fully operational. But January 1 of this year, we're fully operational on our new systems now, which makes us more modern. Our services are cloud-based, and it's a system that people can learn and hopefully use other places. As I said, Canvas is very widely used. So we're now what I would consider settled and fully operational.
Well, that's great. You know, a lot of people don't appreciate how much work is required even after you have the content, just in order to be able to distribute the content.
Yes. It was a pretty long process of coming here, choosing the best system. I think we looked at 4 or 5 learning management systems, and then we had to find what we call a student information system that securely stores all of our students' information. I think we looked at 17 or 18 different systems because we are a unique program. We're not a university or college, even though we are accredited. We are sort of a vocational continuing education style program. So finding systems that fit our particular need, that are accessible first and foremost, but that fit our need of adult learners and who are not in a traditional school program with semesters, it's more complicated than you might think. And I know that more and more people in the professional realm are using these systems now. But there was choosing the systems. And then there was migrating all of the content and then migrating the records and getting the content, you know, tested. It was quite a process just to get it to where we want it, to where it's modern and on new systems. So yes, it was quite an undertaking to move it. I would say that it was a successful undertaking, and it was definitely a team effort. And they've been very, very supportive here at the Chicago Lighthouse in making sure I have the resources that I need to be successful. But it is a process, and it is a process rebuilding. And I share that vulnerability because I want other people who are starting businesses, whether for-profit or nonprofit, to understand that it takes time and that you can have setbacks that you don't foresee, that you sometimes have to start over and you have to be in for the long run, as I said before. It's not a quick process. And you do start to see the fruits of your labor the longer you hang in there. But I think sometimes entrepreneurs struggle. They get bored with their venture and they want to start something else. And that's tempting to do, and it's nice to start other things, but there's also something to be said for sticking with something and really obsessively focusing on it and watching it grow.
You were talking about podcasts before we started interviewing you, and I listened to a podcast called How I Built This, and they talk with people who started major companies, and there is a lot of frustration and failure sometimes. And you know, after listening to these stories, that the people are successful because they're persistent and they work hard in general.
Yes, I think that's true. And that's a podcast I should listen to. Thank you. I think that's true. You have to be disciplined, persistent. I think number one, you have to have a vision for what you want to do. When we reinvented this at Hadley under their new platform, I was able to do that because I had a vision for what it could be and how I could get funding. You need to see it in your mind. And sometimes you're the only one who sees it, but you have to believe in it and see it, because if you don't, others won't. And often there are times when it's a lonely venture. You're the only person who believes in what you're doing. But that, for me, is what has carried me through. And there's passion, but passion is nice to have. But I think really grit and belief in one's vision is, and a purpose of why am I really here and what am I trying to do, right? I think those are the three things that have sustained me: my sense of purpose, my vision, and just my grit and not willing to go away, because I know people need us. I've seen the success stories that have come to be from our program. And I believe very much in autonomy. I want people to have that. And often we don't have that. We go to the job market. We might get one or two job offers at a time, and we have to make the most of the opportunities that we get. And those of us who have remained employed, that's what we do. We make the best of the opportunities that are presented to us. And we have the will to remain employed. But for people who don't have opportunities because either they haven't been presented to them, or as I said, they live in rural areas, they don't have transportation, there's no industry near them, they need to be able to create their own opportunities. And that's what I'm really passionate about. I'm passionate about people having choices and creating something for themselves and betting on themselves. If no one else will bet on them, they'll bet on themselves. And that is really what has driven me to be faithful to the creation and development of this program.
And this is an ideal program to open many doors and opportunities for people.
Yes, absolutely. And even within a company, you know, somebody may not be starting their own business, but they might be starting a division or a practice within a company. And this could be useful training for them as well. I challenge people to think, don't just think entrepreneur as in I'm working for myself. You could be building a business unit. You could be building a passion project. It has a lot of applications, but it's all about creating something.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. Success, 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 success.
Now for this week's final item, how to learn more about programs at the Chicago Lighthouse, and in particular at the Forsyth Entrepreneurship Center, and how to contact them or Colleen Wunderlich.
Well, Colleen, if people want to find out more about the programs we've been discussing, where would you send them?
Okay, I would send them to chicagolighthouse.org/FEC for Forsyth Entrepreneurial Center. What we have on our website is an interest form, and you can fill out an interest form, and that generates an email to me so that I can reach out and contact you. I do want to mention that we are offering this program in partnership with World Services for the Blind. World Services is collecting tuition from the VR state agencies, and they are also conducting assessments on people who want to participate in this program, because there is a fair amount, it's online only, so there's a fair amount of technology skills that people need to have to participate successfully in this program. So we are partnering with World Services for the Blind, who is very reputable and is helping recruit students for us and also helping assess and, in some instances, train students so that when they come to us, they will be successful. So I would be remiss if I didn't mention World Services. And you can also learn about the program through World Services for the Blind at wsblind.org/microcredential. Or you could contact World Services for the Blind as well. So, and if you come to us, we will refer you to World Services just for the initial assessment. And as I said, they're collecting tuition. So I do need to mention that they have been a very helpful partner in this venture.
And to learn about other programs through the Chicago Lighthouse?
ChicagoLighthouse.org is our website.
Do you have a phone number for somebody who might prefer that?
Yes, the phone number to the agency is 312-666-1331.
Do you have a social media presence?
We do have social media presence, yes. We're on LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube.
Do you have an email address people can contact you through?
Yes, I do. Email address is colleen.wunderlich@chicagolighthouse.org.
If someone were interested in participating in this program, would you recommend they contact the Chicago Lighthouse first or their VR counselors?
They could do either one. They need to have a VR counselor and a case open. So I'm sure it would be most helpful if they contacted a VR counselor and got a case open. But we can also communicate with them and their counselor about the program and expectations for the program and what it delivers. But yes, if they're planning on having VR pay for it, they should have that set up, have a case open.
And if you click on the show notes associated with episode 2418, which is this episode, you'll find all that contact information. You'll also find links to several other episodes in which we talk with Colleen, as well as to the podcast, How I Built This, which we talked about, and the book by Guy Raz, How I Built This.
That's it for today's show. Next week on Eyes on Success, we'll be talking about pottery. With the right attitude, life's unexpected adversities can sometimes open up new doors and opportunities. We'll talk with Tim Clark, who suddenly lost virtually all of his sight in one eye while at work one day. During his recovery, he discovered the joy of pottery and now creates tactile works of art that can be enjoyed by everybody.
Thanks for joining us this week, and get ready to get your hands dirty next week.
You've been listening to Eyes on Success, hosted and produced by Nancy Goodman-Torpy and Peter Torpy.
You can access the full archive of previous shows, subscribe to the podcast, and much more by going to our website, www.eyesonsuccess.net. If you have questions about anything you've heard on the show or have suggestions for future shows, send an email to hosts@eyesonsuccess.net.
Thank you for listening, and have a nice day.